I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A new study by the USDA and Transportation Department shows that states that invest in infrastructure would see their investment double in terms of value to agriculture. Adam Sparger of the Agricultural Marketing Service explained how the study can be used by states and policymakers.
Cross-sectional slice at each point along these corridors, stretching across the country, like multiple states are involved. And at any given point along that corridor, you can look at the major challenges facing the flow of goods in that one section. So that helps states sort of prioritize their spending and their planning and their choke points to realize, like, oh, this is a major choke point along this very valuable corridor for moving ag products.
The study also highlights the benefits of spending on transportation to agriculture.
We looked at all of the recently completed state freight plans, but looking at their current planned expenditures on highway improvements, we found that the benefits exceed cost by a factor of two or more, which is a no-brainer in terms of making an investment decision. We also found that if you were to increase the amount of expenditure, like if states were to increase their expenditures by a factor of four, the benefit-cost ratio does not change. It's still a factor of two or more. So there's plenty of room to continue investing in our highway infrastructure system and still make good business sense from a government and industry perspective.
The Colorado Department of Transportation is currently reviewing public input on how to improve the safety and reliability of moving people and freight through the I-270 connecting Interstates 70 and 25. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.